your name?
Susanna M. Harris, but they all call me Sue.
Where were you born, Sue?
And I was born on a 160-acre ranch and hilltop that was halfway between Timber, Oregon and Vernonia, Oregon.
When were you born?
In July 25th, 1921.
Just a youngster. When did you come to Forest Grove?
I came to Forest Grove just the 1st of October, 1977. After I became ill. And I came here to the Ludell Rest Home, health care home.
How old are you now, Sue?
Next July 25th, I'll be 59. I'll be 59.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. What kind of a neighborhood did you have when you were growing up?
Well, it was a country neighborhood, and everybody knew everybody. But it was a nice way to live. Had I have to do it over again, I would go back to the country. We had a little one-room school, the Kist grade school, where I went for 8 grades, and there were all 8 grades in that school with one teacher to teach them. I think the most students ever in the school at one time was 18, and the least was 3. And then high school, I went to Vernonia. We had to ride the bus, and that was 8 miles. I walked a mile to the grade school and then 8 miles to the high school where I went for 8 years. And that was my schooling until my first husband passed away and I went back to business college and took a very quick course. And that was in 1956.
What church?
There were no churches, as far as I was concerned. We were too far.
Uh-huh.
We had 9 miles to go, and my father worked 6 days a week, 10 hours a day, and so on Sundays, my father rested, and there was no church.
What about your family, how many members were there in your family?
My mother and father, and 2 brothers, one brother 4 years older than myself, my brother 4 years younger than myself. And my father came from Denmark, so he naturally spoke Dane, but marrying my mother, who was from the Dalles of Oregon and raised in this country, and living out in the country talking to no Danish people at all, he soon lost his accent and to this day has no growth that you can detect.
He's still alive then.
He's still alive.
How about your mother?
Got the beautifulest gray hair you ever seen.
Your mother too?
No. Mother passed away in 1951. And they were living in Astoria at the time. Mm-hmm.
So, Edna, you know.
I just see your father. I really don't know him, but I see him with her.
He comes to visit me.
He comes to visit her.
Mm-hmm. Can you anything special about the holidays that you remember?
I think I remember all holidays. Christmas we normally spent at home. 4th of July it was a neighborhood picnic, and the last day of school was a neighborhood picnic. We got to come to Hillsboro sometimes on the 4th of July. But every holiday was a big event, a big dinner.
Did you have any special traditions that you carried out at holiday time, like at Christmas?
Nothing other than the normal Christmas tree and our normal Christmas dinner, which was always a roast chicken and dressing, not turkey. And We always managed to have cranberry sauce and plum pudding. Those things I remember about our dinner.
What about New Year's? You know, they celebrate, we used to celebrate that, but we don't much anymore. I mean, New Year's don't mean much now.
They must have been good.
Yeah.
Other than New Year's was another Sunday to us. But, I mean, we didn't go out anyplace.
Were you in touch with your grandparents so that you heard stories that they would tell about their life when they were young?
My mother's mother and stepfather, I spent a lot of time with them. But my father's father, of course, was from Denmark. His mother never came to this country. In fact, she never left the island of Langeland, Denmark. She was born and raised there, raised all her children there, stayed right there. My grandfather came to this country on a visit once and soon went back. But mother's mother and stepfather were here in Oregon or Washington, so we got to see them quite often. And as far as tales, I can't think of any tales outside of, I remember my grandmother telling about the snakes chasing the wagons back in Illinois or Indiana, I can't remember which state to this day, wherever she was a girl. And I think to this day I hate snakes. I'm sure that's the reason.
What kind of entertainment did you have?
The first entertainment I can remember is we had old country dances, and my mother and father loved to dance. And so we children were bundled up on a Saturday night, whenever the dance was, and taken to the dance, where we would play at dancing ourselves until we got tired, and then we were stretched out on the bench along the wall with mother's coat over us, and we slept the rest of the evening.
Yeah. What about the theater? Did you go to the theater?
We had a theater in town at Vernonia, but we didn't go too much. I do believe the first movie I went to that I can remember anyway was one with Tim Holt. Sort of Western picture that had been filmed at around Mist, not too far from Vernonia, so we got to go to that one. But when I got in high school, then I had boyfriends, and we went to the movie every weekend.
Did you ever eat out at restaurants?
My first meal in a restaurant was at Iwaka, Washington. I was going home for the summer with my grandparents, and of course on the way we stopped at a restaurant which was there, and I ordered pork chops with ketchup. I was 9 years old, as I turned 9 years old that summer that I was there.
What about sports? Did you ever play any sports?
Baseball when I went to grade school. But when I got in high school, again, we were so far out of town, I had to take that bus home every night, and I had no opportunity to play in sports then, because our sports in those days were not during the school hours, but after school.
What about clubs?
I never belonged to a club. My mother was a Pythian sister, but I never had the time to join a club.
What kind of activities did you get involved in after high school when you graduated?
Well, I went to work right after graduation in a motherless home, taking care of children and the household. And so I never got involved in activities other than work until after my stepson had left home, and then I took on a group of 4-H girls, but that soon didn't last either. I don't know. I seem to have drifted away from it. So I just didn't get involved in those things.
Can you remember anything exciting about shopping?
Not really.
Not really.
No, shopping has always been a bore to me.
What about housekeeping?
Well, housekeeping. Really, I, as a youngster, was not brought up to do housework. Mother just didn't make me do things. I was a spoiled brat. But I didn't have to do housework outside of clean my room. Every Saturday it was, Susie, go up and get your room cleaned. And at 4 o'clock at night she would call up, Susie, have you got your room cleaned? And I would say, in a minute, Mother. I hadn't even started. I was reading a book.
I've heard that story. But mine. Do you remember the first newspapers, if any, that you, or magazines?
I can't remember the name of the newspaper. It was not the Journal or the Oregonian, but another Portland paper that we took. And I remember taking that home every night after school and sitting down along the way reading the funny papers before I got home. But we were taught that the paper was not to be mussed up until after Dad had read it. So we were very careful if we sat down along the way and read the paper that it was folded back up nicely so no one knew that we had opened it.
Isn't that the truth? Father always had to read the paper first.
Always, yes.
I bet now that doesn't happen.
No.
Gets a last now.
Yeah. What about books? Do you remember any books?
Oh, my.
I
too read Heidi many times, and Robert Louis Stevenson's Treasure Island was a must. Those are my two favorites anyway.
What about radio? Do you remember when you first heard radio?
Yes.
It's still on, Hunter. Is that still on?
Mm-hmm.
Or, it looked like it. Oh, it is on there. Yeah. Let me interrupt on this one. If it stops, then this is the open to turn it over.
Radio.
Oh, back to the radio. Well, my father bought a radio, and I was not very old. I hadn't even started school yet, but I remember that radio. And the old Ma Perkins and Our Gal Sunday programs.
What about Mary Marlin?
I don't remember that.
That was my favorite.
I remember about it, but I don't remember just exactly what she did, but I remember that
Joe
name.
And they were always parting, and he was leaving her, even back then.
Yes,
and then they get together, oh my heavens. TV, well, when did you first?
Oh, we didn't have a TV until 1953. My husband and I bought one. As a kid, of course, TV wasn't heard of.
Right.
But even anybody had mentioned it, I'd have said they were crazy. But then if anybody told me they'd gone to the moon, too, I'd have said they were crazy.
Mm-hmm. What kind of transportation did you have? Did you ever ride a horse and buggy? In a horse and buggy?
I guess I did, but I don't remember that either. My folks had a horse and buggy, but all I can remember about it is buggy sat in the shed to keep where all the equipment was kept, and we kids would go up there and play in that by the hour, always going to New York. But as far as riding in it, I remember once Mother took it out with the horses hooked to it, she and a neighbor lady, and went to 10 miles over the hill to visit somebody and back one day. But other than that, the buggy was never out of that shed.
Mm-hmm. What about a car?
Well, Dad had an old Model A Ford when not a T Ford, the first one. And we had an automobile accident in it coming down our hillway, and it tipped over on us. Brakes gave out and it tipped over. And so then he got a Model A, and we had that until he got an Essex.
We had an Essex too.
Yeah,
we
did. I thought it was such a special car.
Oh boy, I'll say it was.
Well, I won't tell you why I didn't like this.
It's for what
the children at school called it.
Instead
of Essex. It's what they called it.
Essex.
We're on tape.
Oh, shit. Have you ever been on a ship?
Nothing more than a ferry boat from Astoria across the river.
Airplane?
Just a Cessna or these little Piper Cubs. I've never been up in the Big Airplane.
Oh, I went to Washington, D.C.
Oh, that would be fun.
Mm-hmm. You remember the Depression, do you?
Not too much. It didn't mean much to me. Like I say, my folks lived on a farm. We grew what we needed to eat. My father never lost his job. He worked every day except Sunday. And mother was a good seamstress. She could take old clothes and make new ones out of them. So we were the best.
What about flour sacks? Did you remember the flour sacks?
Oh, yes. You bet.
Never had any of them.
We didn't either, but I remember them. They were pretty.
I know other children in school, I remember them having them.
What about Prohibition?
That I don't remember either.
World War One.
No. Nope.
World War Two.
Well, that was different. I was grown and working, ready to get married, in fact, when World War Two started. I do remember having the radio on that morning, and I remember when the announcement came that Pearl Harbor was bombed, and what a crying.
Time we had,
fearing of everybody, you know, having to go that we didn't want to go. Mm-hmm. And then I remember Roosevelt, it coming over the radio that Roosevelt had died, and that was a tearful time. And the war ended, I remember the day that truce was signed. That's about.
Where were you married?
My first marriage. I was married in Stevenson, Washington. A simple wedding with only my mother and father there. September 26th, 1942. And my second marriage, I married my first husband's brother. My first husband passed away, and I married his brother in Fort Bragg, California, 1957, June. I can't remember, but June 24th.
He died too?
He died too.
No?
Oh, my goodness. My first husband passed away of a heart attack. That is, it wasn't a heart attack. He had this blockage of the heart, and it gave out one day. My second husband died of cancer of the lung. So,
did you have any children?
No, I myself never had any children. Both my husbands had children, but I had my first husband's youngest boy. He was 9 years old when I married his father, and so I didn't have him very long, and the other children were grown, never at home either with the mother or grown married, you know.
What changes in the world has been made, for good or bad? Yeah, real thought-provoking, isn't it?
Yes.
They're like, yeah.
The only one I can say for sure are good is the electric lights. That is a godsend. Mm-hmm. No more carrying the kerosene lamp upstairs. Yeah. Scared to death. Well, I wouldn't have trusted my children with it, like we children had been.
Yeah, because, but you were trained. Kids were trained to be careful those days.
Yeah, reckless.
They don't have, they had to be trained. Mm-hmm. Well, you certainly, don't you think that outdoor toilet is a good thing that that went?
Yeah, that's another godsend.
Okay, that's great, Sue. Can you think of anything else before I close this interview now?
No, I think that's pretty much the story of my life.
Well, that was great. So we'll turn it off and we'll turn it over then and start with Edna because we want to do Edna.
Oh, you didn't have any time. Four o'clock.
I thought it was 4:30.
Oh, let me check and see.
I don't know.
Stop. There we are.
There.
All right. What's your name?
Edna Roberts.
Right, Edna? Where were you born and when?
Camas, Washington. April 13th, 1891.
Same birthday as my brother, April 13th.
Oh?
Oh. Yeah. When did you come to Forest Grove?
Oh, let's see. I think about 9 years ago. I don't remember just exactly the date. It's about 9 years.
What is your address now?
At the rest home.
And how old are you? You don't have to tell us if you don't want to.
I am 89.
She didn't look it.
No, I didn't look so.
Aren't I? I'm 1891. Wouldn't that make me 89?
What kind of a neighborhood did you have when you were growing up?
Well, it was a country. We lived at Park Place, Oregon. You know where that is? It's just about 2 miles, 3 miles this side of Oregon City. Little country place. And I went to the country school, and I'm just, our house was here in the church of the school. Our house was here, and there was a fence between us and the school. So we just had to go across
church.
A few steps to go to school. And our church was close to, we went to the Congregational Church. That's another church.
Country church.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody knew everybody else.
Yeah,
that's great. I think that's great.
Yeah.
How many members were there in your family?
Well, my mother died when I was 3 years old. So my father married again in January before I was 7. My stepmother. She was a very nice lady. She lived to be, I think she was about 87 years old.
Did you get any brothers or sisters?
Not any own brothers. I never had an own brother or sister. I had an own brother. He died before I was born. But I had two half-brothers. And I had my father married my mother, and she was a widow with two girls. So that they had me, see.
Oh.
So I had two half-sisters. Then they were married, and they had two boys. So then I had two half-brothers.
Oh.
But not any own brothers or sisters.
Oh,
at all.
You were special.
Yeah, with Orphan Edney.
Did you speak a foreign language in your home?
No, I didn't.
Can you think of something special about a holiday or that you remember? Special event.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, what'd you do on Memorial Day, for instance?
Oh, heavens, I don't know. I'll never tell you. We probably went to the cemetery and decorated graves.
4th of July?
I don't know. Oh, we had firecrackers and skyrockets and everything, you know, on 4th of July. We always had that.
Did you have a speaker?
No.
No? Uh-huh. Okay. What about traditions? Like at Christmas time, is there something that you did every Christmas that maybe everybody else didn't do? Or
no.
Thanksgiving or whatever?
I don't think so.
Did you have a grandparents in home or nearby?
I never knew my grandparents at all on either side, my mother or my father.
Were they back east then?
Uh-huh. Missouri. My father's from Missouri. And my mother's were in the campus portion. I don't remember them at all. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any fun entertainment in the old days?
Oh, yes.
What did you do for entertainment?
Well, I never did.
Oh,
what we didn't do.
You'll never tell. You can't be that bad.
We did lots of things. So. Nothing bad, no.
No. Did you play Rook?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, the card game.
Oh, no, we didn't yet
you
have cards.
Card.
You know, my stepmother didn't have cards in her home.
Uh-huh.
There wasn't any harm in them.
No, but
never,
someone
she was part religious, see.
Yeah.
But she never wanted to have cards.
What about dancing then?
No, I never danced.
Never did.
No.
Maybe you played horseshoe.
No.
Croquet?
No. Yes, I have been croquet. Mm-hmm.
Have you can you remember when you first came to the theater?
Yes, in Oregon City. We lived in Oregon City and they had a little theater open there. I went there. That was a long time ago.
Can you remember when you
I was married then. Well, I worked in a restaurant for a while.
Uh-huh.
I was about, I guess I was about 16 or something like that. And I worked in a restaurant.
Can you remember anything special about eating out of the restaurant? What about sports? Did you participate or did you go to special sport events?
No.
Any clubs?
No.
Any special activities that you could think of? What you do with school or after school, like campfire?
Work after school.
Or just work,
yeah,
huh?
Work.
Oh! Different, isn't it? No.
Yeah, I'm saying.
What kind of work did you do?
Well, I did housework. I worked for a lady. I was 15. And I went to work for a lady, a Mrs. Bondra, I remember. She's a really nice lady. She had three children, a girl and two boys. And you know, she used to go away and leave me alone in that big house with those three children, all care of them, to feed them and bathe them and put them to bed and go to Portland and stay 2 or 3 days with her brothers and leave me there all alone with those kids.
How old were you?
15.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Well, you probably were very reliable.
Yeah, I was. I really was.
Yeah.
She knew that I could take care of them. Uh-huh.
Mm.
But I often think of it now. Yeah. Just think her going away and leaving me alone with those children. Hmm. Mr. Von Roy was around part of the time, but he never paid any attention to me.
What about shopping? Did you ever have fun going shopping?
Oh,
or was anything special
you remember
about shopping?
I still like to go shopping.
Good!
Well, I can get the money to spend.
That's a problem, too.
I'll say. I love to shop. I worked in at Meyer and Frank's for about 25 years.
Oh, now we're coming. No,
mm-hmm.
Of course.
Oh, of course I'd like to go shopping.
Uh-huh.
Worked in the ready-to-wear.
Well, I know you did housework, so I'm going to ask you about housekeeping. You knew how to do that, I'll bet, from your early days,
oh,
didn't
say.
Ever since you were little. You learn how to cook, too?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Now, what about newspapers? Did you
take any newspapers in your home or read the
bunnies? Yes, when I was a little girl, I remember my father used to take a paper. It was a San Francisco
Chronicle.
So, yeah, I believe that's what it was.
Chronicle,
yeah,
sure.
I think so. The San Francisco or something. And he took that paper. I remember that.
It's still there.
Yes, it
really?
Is.
Is
oh,
it
sure.
Really? For goodness sakes.
Oh, it's good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Magazines. What about them?
Well, I've taken all kinds of magazines.
Well, what magazine can you remember?
Mm-hmm.
When you
what would
you
I
read
say?
First or had it?
I don't know. a man's.
That's about
magazine.
The first one that ever came out.
Mm-hmm. Young Utah Lad. I don't remember what it was. I know we had other magazines back then. Any books you can remember?
You didn't have a favorite book?
No, I don't think I did.
What about the radio? Can you remember when you first heard the radio?
Well,
or had one?
We had the. I'll tell you what we did have. You never see them, I know. But we had a phonograph, and it had records, and they were like a...
Tube? Yes. I remember when I was little, my folks had that.
Well, we had one of those.
Mm-hmm.
They were that little round tube.
They're collector's items now.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet.
You bet. I remember that.
You think you would? Think you're that old?
I am. A radio? Mm-hmm. Can you remember? Don't remember the radio so much, huh?
Oh, I don't remember when it first came. No,
I don't. It just kind of grew on. I remember
the first one my father got. Mm-hmm. It didn't last too long, and then after it went anywhere, we didn't have one for a long time. I don't remember the first one.
Mm-hmm. How about the TV? Can you remember when you first saw television?
Mm-hmm. But I don't remember what it was.
I can remember.
Can you?
Oh, yes. It was when Eisenhower was running for president.
Oh, I liked him.
52, so did I.
I liked him, yeah.
Transportation. I bet you we better get on. What about that? Did you ever ride in a horse and buggy?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Oh, yes, just like that?
We had a horse and buggy when I was youngster, sure. And my neighbor
didn't take any gas.
Neighbor
either.
Next door to me, they had a little pony, and we used to get on that pony as kids and two or three of us.
Mm.
Oh, man.
That's what the fun you had.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. You made your own fun.
Oh, sure. Kids used to have to do that, you know.
Yeah, right.
Now they won't do that.
No, they don't know how, do they?
No, they have to have expensive fun.
You remember your first car ride?
Let's see. I think I do. That was in Oregon City. And my boyfriend rented a car. And there was two couples of us. And we went way out in the country all over and around and around and around. We sure had a ride.
Did you ever go to Lover's Lane?
Why, sure.
That was the fun of it, wasn't it?
Sure.
What about ships? Have you ever gone on a ship?
Not much. Not too much.
But you have, huh?
Oh, yes.
You remember anything special about it? Do you like it?
No.
Mention?
No. I remember when we lived in Camas and I was the youngster, we used to come to Portland from Camas on the boat.
Oh.
And the old Ione was the name of the boat. The Ione.
Oh.
And I think that old boat's still on the river.
Yeah. Could be.
Yeah, I think it is.
What about airplanes? You said you had flown.
Yeah. I flown to Washington, D.C. My stepdaughter lives in Arlington, Virginia. And I flew back to her.
It's the only way to go, isn't it?
Oh my, it's wonderful.
Yeah, it gets there so
fast. Oh gosh, when you like first go up though.
Yeah,
well,
is that funny?
It kind of takes the breath out of you. Have you flew? Haven't you flown?
Not in a big plane, just a little Cessna.
Oh boy, a big plane.
Oh.
From Portland to Washington, D.C., you know.
That's a jet, that's why.
Yes, you bet. It was a jet and it went like the It didn't fly, it just flew.
I've gone across the both oceans on a 747.
Oh,
and they're
my.
Really big.
Oh, you
yeah.
Yeah,
they're just like a town. What about the Depression? Can you remember about them? The Depression, how it affected you?
Oh, I never had to do that, I don't think.
Isn't that kind of good
remember.
That some people just...
It's good to hear.
I don't remember having to do that.
That's crazy.
Always had plenty.
If you were in the farm, you didn't. It was the people, I think, that were out of jobs. That
mm-hmm.
was
that's right.
The in the cities.
Well, we were in small towns.
Sure.
We had plenty to eat and wear and nice warm homes.
What about the Prohibition? Do you remember that? Prohibition?
No, I didn't pay much attention to that.
But World War One? Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you lose anyone in World War One? Close to your family?
Let's see, I think there was a nephew. And I can't just think who he was, but I do remember there was one boy that was lost.
Do you remember anything about inflation during World War One?
Yeah.
World War Two. You remember World War Two pretty well? You didn't have anyone in your family that
No.
That makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Where were you married?
Well, the first time I was married in Oregon City. And the second time I was married in Vancouver.
You've been married for a
mm-hmm.
Have you been widowed or?
Yes. My first husband passed away. He had tuberculosis.
Yeah, because it's pretty rare.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. But then they didn't know how to take care of it.
No, and that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, who did you marry? Yeah. What was the name of the man you married?
First one was Francis Bennett, was his name. And then James Roberts was my last husband.
And he died? Did you die?
Mm-hmm. We were only married 2 years, not quite two, no, 20 months I think it was. It wasn't 2 years when he died. He was a very nice man and we were real happy too. It wasn't to be, I guess.
Did you have any children?
No,
first
I never had any children.
Okay, the last one. What changes in the world have you seen, for good or bad?
Thank you.
What changes have been bad and what changes have been good?
Mm, I'll say both.
I know you could think of something, but when you're asked point blank like this, it takes you off guard.
Mm-hmm.
You need a little bit of time to think about it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. We got two of them.
Yeah, well,
done.
Do you suppose we have time to catch you? I'd like to hear your story.
I don't know. If it's 4:30, are we supposed to go to 4:30?
I don't know.